Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The International Soccer Association, FIFA, closed chapels in two World Cup venues in Germany, only to be forced to reopen after widespread protest. World Cup evangelistic outreach continues. Operation Mobilization's Martin Bateman says they're showing games in churches to encourage evangelism and literature distribution in this incredible outreach initiative.
Nine of the nations that are in the World Cup have less than 1% Christians in their nation, and yet they've sent thousands of supporters to these championships. And so we want to share our faith with people who sometimes in their own country won't hear about Jesus.
Meanwhile, prayer is a powerful tool that God's people can use against the strongholds of the enemy. Men for Missions International's Bill Evans says that's why they're sending out short-term prayer ministry teams to surround missionaries and national workers with first-hand support.
Certainly you can do that from afar, but we believe that God really gives us a mandate to go and to claim that land in person and to walk the land and to really just give him the victory. So that's what we like to do on behalf of the missionaries, with the missionaries, so it works out really well in partnership that way.
And Farms International reports continued growth from their Nagaland, India projects. The region is a border state and one of the most Christian in India. It's also strategic in reaching neighboring areas with the hope of Christ. One of their microcredit recipients has been able to put her weaving skills to work. Since setting up her business, she's been able to hire four others, weaving shawls for sale. With the money they earn, she can support her family, her evangelist husband, and her church. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.